adding to suspicions that Bormann's death announcement was most convenient for anyone wishing to cover Bormann's tracks, was the fact that Willy Brandt's government cancelled all rewards and warrants for Bormann and instructed West German embassies and consulates to ignore any future sightings of the Reichsleiter. These suspicions were compounded by statements from several persons who told Paul Manning that the body found near the railroad station was placed there in 1945 by SS troops commanded by Gestapo Müller, who was known to have used decoy bodies on other occasions. Bormann's death notice did not convince the late Simon Wiesenthal of the Documentation Center in Vienna, who said, "Some doubts must remain whether the bones found in Berlin are really those of Bormann." One of Bormann's relatives had no doubts. In 1947, Walter Buch, the father of Bormann's wife, Gerda, declared on his deathbed, "That damn Martin made it safely out of Germany." According to Manning, Bormann was escorted from dying Berlin by selected SS men who passed him along a series of safe houses to Munich, where he hid out with his brother, Albert. In early 1946, Bormann was escorted on foot over the Alps to the northern Italian seaport of Genoa. There, Bormann was housed in a Franciscan monastery. All this was arranged by Gestapo Müller. In mid-1946, a steamership carried Bormann, provided with false identification papers, to Spain, where he entered the Dominican monastery of San Domingos in the province of Galicia, once the home of Spanish dictator Francisco Franco, a supposed neutral who covertly supported Hitler. Manning noted that in 1969, when Bormann became aware that Israeli agents were sniffing along his escape route, there was a fire in San Domingos. Curiously, the fire started on the very shelves where the monastery kept its book of visitors, which contained Bormann's name. This incriminating record, suspiciously, was destroyed. In the winter of 1947, a large freighter carrying Bormann and several SS officers anchored in the harbor of Buenos Aires, where an organized network of supporters awaited them. Even before the shooting war ended, lesser-known SS members and hardcore Nazis were fanning out across the world through covert distribution systems. The means was a loosely knit collection of escape routes from Europe called ratlines. Chief among these ratlines were the Kameradenwerk and the Odessa, the Organisation der ehemaligen SS-Angehörigen, or the Organization of Former SS Members,